Hey, keep in mind, I suppose, the big day in Kurdtown. They're doing the tractor and truck pulling. Those tickets, give them away during the Bobathon. Neil, what do you think?
Yes, sir.
You got nothing going on there, or you got something going on?
No, that's what we're
going to
do.
Always got something going on. Okay. Yeah. And just an update on our month-long 20-minute challenge, the 20-minute Bob Almanac month-long challenge here, the Raleigh from El Rosa 20-minute challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We were 20 seconds over. It's kind of funny. We're always over the 20 minutes when we talk about going over, because that's what we talked about yesterday. So when you talk about going over, that's when we go over. So we got to be a little more economical with the words. But that's another $22 to Eagles Healing Nest in Sauk Center that I am donating out of my own charitable pocket, charitable giving fund that I have on a yearly basis.
So, I feel like I should at least split that with you or something, but
I don't know. You don't have to. It's not your fault.
Okay.
Or maybe it is. I don't know. That whole Fuji's thing, you know, we got about as mileage out of that, as much mileage as we possibly could.
Right.
And we won't do it again until you have another one of those, worldwide number one that you say is obscure.
Right.
But stay on your P's and Q's on that.
I'm going to try.
It's over $200 now going, and it's lasting a month. It'll end. The final day for the 20-minute challenge will be June 14th. That's Monday.
All right.
Next week. Oh, on today's Bob Almanac, before we get into it, we have one of these.
Bob Almanac. Rewind, 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 rewind.
So yesterday,
rewind, rewind.
We had the tidbit about Gary Puckett.
Yes.
And the Union Gap releasing Lady Willpower, 1968, June 8th. Well, one of the contributors to the Almanac, the Blue Hornet, reminded me, and I had forgotten about it, that Gary Puckett was born in Hibbing.
Wow, that's
and
right.
Didn't live in Hibbing for very long. His family then resettled in Washington near the Union Gap. That's where they get the name from. But he was born in Hibbing. How many famous people born in Hibbing? Now, you know, Bob Dylan wasn't born in Hibbing, but that's where he grew up.
Right.
But, of course, Kevin McHale. So that's your
that's
Bob Almanac Rewind here
today.
Wednesday, June 9th, 160th day of the year, 205 remaining. 1822, the patent of the day, the first patent for false teeth given to Charles Graham. Now, we know that false teeth existed much longer and earlier than this. I mean, George Washington had his wooden teeth.
Yeah.
Those are false. So that's our patent of the day today. 1869.
Hires great taste is a luscious, creamy, great taste. And that's just as plain.
And the foam on his face. Give me some.
Hold your tongue.
Hires Root Beer commercial, and boy, they brought out the heavyweights there. That was Willie Tyler and Lester. You know the ventriloquist and his dummy?
Yes.
That's Willie Tyler and Lester for Hires Root Beer. Charles E. Hires sold his first root beer this date in Philadelphia.
That was always my favorite. I really liked Hires.
You know what? I reckon back to Old Smoothie.
Yeah.
Do you remember Old Smoothie? Oh, yeah, now, that was regional. They bottled that, and that came out of Pine City, Minnesota. So where I grew up, we had that everywhere. You go to the feed mill, and they had the little, you know, had to have a dime or whatever it was, and he'd always get an Old Smoothie out of there. It was while they were weighing your corn out there on the scale and getting ready to dump it into the grinder.
Yeah,
you'd be in the office, which of course they hadn't swept probably in 5 months.
Right,
there's a lot of dust in there, but that's okay. It's rustic.
That's the way they work,
and that's how I like my Old Smoothie. How about 1934 here this date? Do you recognize that voice?
I do.
Yeah, it's Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Made his debut on this date, 1934, in the Silly Symphonies cartoon, The Wise Little Hen. So basically, it's happy birthday, Donald Duck, today.
Very nice.
That is pretty significant. That was in 34. How about 1944? 23 puppies were born in a single litter.
Wow.
Lena, a foxhound in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, honey, we gotta buy more puppy chow. Get another four bags. Holy cow.
23.
That's a big litter. I mean, mama puppa, mama dog, Lena, mama foxhound.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah, very impressed. Was she on... was she on fertility drugs?
Must have been.
Like the Octomom?
Somebody slipped her something in the Alpo.
1945, Tweety Bird. And this was a late edition. I didn't have time to cue it up. I should have. Tweety Bird. Now, this is Warner Brothers. Earlier was Disney. This is Warner Brothers in the cartoon A Gruesome Twosome. Mm. Tweety Bird premieres in the U.S. of A. Tweety Bird always... Did you ever see the putty cat?
Yeah, I thought I saw.
Sylvester. He thought he saw it, but he actually... Did he ever actually see it? Did he ever confirm that he actually did see it? He always thinks he saw one.
Right.
Well, anyway, he was always fooling the little old lady.
Right.
That was Tweety Bird's owner. A kind lady. Right. 1945. 1966, let's hear from one of your heroes, Tony O. Oops, that's not it. Here's Tony O.
Oh, man, that was unbelievable. It's very hard to hit two home runs back-to-back. And that day in one inning, we hit five home runs. I know that every single one who hit those home runs, they have a power enough to hit it because they did it before. But I never dreamed that we go hit five home runs in one inning.
Do you remember that? This day, 1966, the Twins hit five home runs in a single inning against the A's. They weren't all five in a row. Somebody was retired there in the middle, but it was Rich Rollins, Zoilo Versailles, Tony Oliva, Don Mincher.
Right.
They mispronounced him here. It's Michener. They put Michener, C-H, before the M, but it's Mincher.
Mincher.
And Harmon Killebrew.
Nice.
And then the funny thing is the next guy up after Harmon was Jimmy Hall.
Ooh.
He doubled off the top of the fence. He was inches away from six in a row.
Wow. Jimmy Hall is a fine hitter.
It was a 9-4 win over the A's. And that was the Kansas City A's at that time.
Sure.
Because they didn't move to Oakland until, what, 67?
Yep.
They were the first American League team to do it. The Yankees did it last year. So two American League teams, four teams in the National League have done it. Five home runs in one inning. And the funny thing is, in the National League, it's been against the Reds all four times.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is very weird.
Twins history for you.
They're in the set. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths.
Wow. 25 lengths. How can you be that much faster?
The other horses aren't even in the picture.
They're gassed. What, did they run a race before? Did all the other horses run a race before?
They must have.
But anyway, Secretariat was legendary.
Might have been the greatest ever.
Right, and that was 73. Ron Turcotte was in the irons wearing the colors, Neil.
Nice.
That was at 73. 70,
good work.
75.
He don't love you.
Speaking of good work, Tony Orlando and Don always did good work.
They did.
They were a combination made in heaven, and they received a gold record for He Don't Love You, the old Jerry Butler song from the 60s. 1975.
Did Tony Orlando always have a smile on his face? I never saw him unhappy.
And the mustache.
Yeah. But he had a good gig.
The man had a lot of hits.
Yeah, he did.
So that was 1975. 1980.
I remember this one. It striked a match like this. Like, what's that? Richard Pryor running down the street.
This was the date that Richard Pryor suffered third-degree burns over most of his body. He was freebasing cocaine. And it didn't go well.
No, it did not.
He was hospitalized for more than 2 months, and that's him on the Sunset Strip, the movie video that he did, and he was making fun of himself getting burned, but it was no laughing matter.
Oh,
this date.
Boy.
1980. We almost lost Richard Pryor.
Yeah, lucky to survive.
1994 in the news.
She locked herself in the bathroom. Then she started a fire and fled the scene.
She set the place on fire because he'd just come back with dozens of pairs of new sneakers, and he didn't think of picking her up a pair, so she took them all, threw them in the bathtub, and just torched it.
The inconsiderate Andre Rison went shoe shopping, and Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC didn't like it, so she set Andre Rison's, you remember him from the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Andre Bad Moon Rison.
Wide receiver,
exactly. And then he was with the Packers when they won the, caught a touchdown pass, I'm pretty sure, in their Super Bowl game against the New England Patriots. Apparently, there was a lot more going on in that relationship than shoes.
I think so.
You don't set somebody's house on fire. I think they were heading down a bad road already.
I would tell you, yes.
That's a pretty bad road. Arson, and of course, tragically, a left eye. We lost her a few years after that from the group.
Some issues.
TLC. 2018, we're your horse racing program.
A 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
The 13th and the most recent Justify 2018. Somebody did it in 2015. Was it American Pharoah?
I believe so, yes.
I believe so. So 2018 did not win it by how many lengths was it? Was it 25?
25.
This was maybe a length and a half. A little closer.
I would say quite a bit
at
closer.
The Belmont Stakes. And then 2019, again, in the news.
Well, former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is recovering this morning after being shot in his native Dominican Republic. It happened outside a nightclub last night in Santo Domingo. Dominican National Police say a man got off a motorcycle and shot Ortiz at nearly point-blank range.
This was crazy.
That is
2 years ago. And didn't they prove it was just mistaken identity?
Yes.
It was, he looked like somebody that this guy was going after, and it was Big Poppy.
And we were all saying, huh, come on. Yeah. Who doesn't know Big Poppy?
Right, exactly. So 2019.
Especially in his home city, basically.
And, of course, a complete recovery.
Yes.
For the former twin. Birthdays now today. Let's hear some funny.
You know that this country loses money every year. We're the richest country in the history of the world. We haven't had one successful season yet. This bothers me. Somebody's fooling around with the books. I figured out the real reason. The real reason is that the Congress and the Senate, they get paid whether we lose money or not, so they don't even care. Why should they care? I said, put them on commission. That's the
great idea from Jackie Mason. Congress, they should be working on commission.
He's a smart man.
Like a Bob salesperson. You go out there, you pass a bill, you
get
20%.
You, kill.
Yeah, you get 20%.
Right.
You know, give them a good commission rate out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's too
make
funny.
Make them work for their money a little bit.
He's a very funny man.
Yeah, Jackie Mason. He's 90 today. He is. He's got some very good stand-up up there. Sometimes he's hard to understand because he mumbles a little bit.
Yes. He's got a...
Got that New York heavy,
accent.
Very heavy. Jackie Mason is 90 today.
Wow.
Speaking of heavy.
Another steal.
Give it up. Give it up.
And right.
That's what they want. Little Dipsy Doo Jammeroo.
Little Dipsy Doo Jammeroo. It's Dick Vitale. A little over the top on his basketball analysis.
Yes, and in his early days, he was way over the top.
Right, but that's what people wanted. They were going crazy, you know.
Yeah.
T.O. baby.
That's right.
PTP-er.
Get a timeout,
get a
Mr.
Timeout,
Knight.
Mr. Knight. So Dick Vitale is 82. Michael J. Fox.
Oh. Yeah, but I've never picked a fight in my entire life. Look, you're not going to be picking a fight, Dad. Daddy-o. You're coming to a rescue, right?
Daddy-o.
That is so good.
That's from, of course, Back to the Future. Michael J. Fox. Loved him on Family Ties as Alex P. Keaton. Don't forget about him as Teen Wolf.
He's one of
Secret
the
of My
ones,
Success,
so
Boston
good.
Legal. And then he was, he had a show late, maybe 5-6 years ago that we watched. And, of course, he has Parkinson's. And they worked that into and did I mention Spin City is another good show that he was on. But they worked that into the storyline. It was really, really good.
Yep.
And it lasted a couple of seasons. But Michael J. Fox, believe it or not, is 60.
Mm.
Here today, Johnny Depp.
No good. What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum.
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance that they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
Johnny Depp is Captain Jack Sparrow. And I think you probably agree with his assessment there, you being a vodka guy, that rum is a vile drink.
Right.
Right? Well,
but necessary.
Yes. Edward Scissorhands and, of course, all of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. You can say Caribbean if you wish.
Right.
Johnny Depp is 58.
You call this a diplomatic solution?
No. I call it aggressive negotiations.
She was Amidala. She was Queen Amidala. She was Padme. She was the mother of Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker, as you are very familiar and you know, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Portman is 39.
I like her in Thor.
Yeah, she's in Thor, and I believe she's making... They're coming out with another Thor movie.
Right.
I think Thor with the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Asgardians of the Galaxy, as he said.
Right.
But, from what I heard, I think she's part of that project. So we might be seeing more Natalie Portman in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and she is 39.
All right, gone but not forgotten today. He was the great. Peter the Great. And he was the first Tsar Emperor.
Right?
Yes, of Russia.
Yeah, himself.
I think he did. 1672. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Les Paul.
Tra la la, tootity dee dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra la la, tootity dee dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill.
Neil, you're a big fan of Mockingbird Hill, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
And of course, is Mary Ford, his wife, singing in Les Paul. I mean, think about Les Paul and the guitars, Neil. We wouldn't have electric guitars,
right?
We know it probably without
he
this man.
He was kind of the pioneer of the electric guitar. Les Paul, born on this day, 1915. I was always a big fan, and we pronounce it like you would the Bob, where you pause, the Bob Almanac, or wherever you, that's who it, Robert McNamara. Kennedy and Johnson administration, Secretary of Defense.
Can't argue
1916.
With that.
How about Joe Santos? Remember him? It's TV theme time and one of our best.
Speaking of the Rockford J-turn, which I believe they just called a Rockford, right? If
yes,
you spun a Rockford where he's going in reverse really fast and then cranks it around and quick changes gears in his Firebird.
Yeah.
And they got the J-turn there on Blaine Highway, or in Ham Lake and Highway 60, East Bethel. I'll get it right. I-Sandy. Cooper's Corner. I'll just start Grandy.
Somewhere on 65.
Somewhere on 65. I'll just start reading McGrath.
Well, one of the best TV themes Brunswick. From the Rockford Files.
Joe, I know that corridor very well.
Yes, you evidently you do. Joe Santos there, born on this day, 1931.
He was the sergeant, the guy who kind of helped out Rockford.
Right,
from
right,
the police side.
On the police, yep. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, another one here, Jackie Wilson, 1934. That Motown sound. 1934, very talented man. And one more, former NBA star and jazz musician in his own right. He was a fine left-handed bass guitar player. Wayman Tisdale, who was a great basketball player at Oklahoma, very good friends with Toby Keith, and he wrote a song about him passing due to cancer at a young age.
What was the name of the song? What's
Wayman's Theme.
Wayman's Theme.
Yeah, we're going to play it during the Bobathon. I also played it at my brother's funeral. It was a personal favorite and speaks to that. Wayman Tisdale, 1964, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
On that note, did you hear the version of Shambhala I played by Toby Keith on the All Request Lunch Hour, or were you busy eating soup?
I must have been busy eating soup. I missed that.
Somebody requested it. They told me that he had done it at one of his Incognito Bandito pop-up performances way back when, and they put it out on a CD, Clancy's Tavern. And somebody requested, and I played it because we mentioned it on the Bob Almanac.
And
we mentioned Three Dog Night and Shambhala, and it sounded good.
Oh,
he did a great job on that.
I will check that out.
Kudos to Toby Keith.
Very nice.
All right, would you like to start? That's today's Bob Almanac, by the way. If you'd like to start a Bob... A-thon.
Bob-a-thon.
You can start the Bob-a-thon. No repeat workday gets going here. Willie Nelson on the road again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here he is. Toby Keith. A little less talk and a lot more action.
Oh, that's going to get bumped.
Well, you're going to have to bump that because if you're going to play Wayman's theme here, we're going to have to bump that. So
yeah,
a little talk. Well, let's find a replacement then for that one here in the three. How about Southern Pacific, Honey, I Dare You?
Ooh.
Or... I made it tough, didn't I?
Yeah,
a tough one
did.
There for you because I know you love Southern Pacific. Or Statler Brothers, Oh Baby Mine, Oh Baby Mine.
I think since you opened the door, let's go Southern Pacific.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.